This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When you mention the name George Lucas or Steven Spielberg, people immediately say, well, those are famous movie producers from Hollywood. And they are, and they're very wealthy, they're very successful at what they've done. But what I think of when I think of Steven Spielberg or George Lucas is they are masters of what's called special effects. All of their movies, or most of their movies, are rife with special effects, things that are referred to as movie magic, where they can make the impossible seem possible and make your mind see things that you never thought you could see. And they're very creative. They're artists in what they do. And if there ever was a scene in the New Testament in the life of Christ, in my opinion, that lent itself to special effects by Hollywood in terms of having it replayed on a Hollywood movie, it's what we study today, and it's one of the least understood events in the life of Christ. In fact, I was thinking yesterday to myself, when's the last time I heard a message on the transfiguration of Christ? And I couldn't think of any. It's that time in the life of Christ, it's a pivotal point where Jesus is transformed physically. And Peter, James, and John see him in a way they never saw him before, but I want to tell you what it is. It's the beginning point of going down the mountain, so to speak, toward the cross. Up until the point that we study today, Jesus looked normal as a man. Everything about him, in fact, the Bible said there was nothing that would draw your attention to him in terms of his looks. But in this moment called the Transfiguration, the glory of God that was in Jesus, because he was God and is God, came out. And they saw something they never saw in him before. It's called the Transfiguration. We're talking about up on a mountain, down with a demon, as Jesus goes from the mountaintop experience of the Transfiguration, and then he goes to the real world where he has to deal with the demonic. It's a parable about your life and my life. We have mountaintop experiences in life, and then you have to go out into the real world. Maybe you can remember a Sunday where you really felt the Spirit of God at work in your life, and you experienced something special, something profound, and then the next day, Monday morning, you had to go back to work and into the real world. But that's where Jesus is as well. The Lord Jesus is not only on the mountaintop experience, he's in the real world experience of Monday morning and Tuesday morning and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Well, let's read about it in Luke 9, and we're going to break it up into two sections. Luke 9, 28, exactly where I left off last week. We just finished the passage where Jesus asked the questions, who do you say that I am? And then the question, what should it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? If you were here last week, you remember those two questions, life's most important questions. And it's right after that that we read this. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters or tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.